making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yesterday he came here and just got treatment through a little bit, and we decided it was better for him to go back to Boston, check it out, and go from there. We've been taking care of these guys from day one.
Yeah.
Spring training, the first month of the season, and as soon as I heard what was going on, I think we're better off for him to see what's going on, do more tests, and go from there and make a decision. I'm not saying that he will miss the next start or there's a DL situation here, but obviously, you know, we want to make sure what's going on with him.
Hey, what's up, Zoe?
Good morning.
What a pocket full of shells.
Woo! What's new?
Oh, not a lot. Nice day out, huh?
Beautiful out there.
Hardy, good day for the disc,
beautiful
pal.
Beautiful day.
A little tossing.
Very nice. Oh, I guess it means I got to move my car.
No, you're fine.
I would advise everybody else out there to do the
Although
same.
Although I did park in a different spot today.
Yeah,
there'll
okay.
be a lot of discs being thrown today.
So I'll go out there with you and move the car.
My favorite part of the day is when Billy Laney pulls in with
his
sweet ride.
It's a loaner. It's not mine.
Yeah, we won't hit you. But Billy's comes in and we try and put the disc through Billy's windows. We end up just hitting the door.
Yeah, he plays along, though. He rolls down the passenger
Soprano.
Window.
Oh, that's cute.
And we try and throw it in from, like 30, 40 yards.
Yeah, he comes rolling in like Tony Soprano. A four-door.
Woke up this morning, got myself a gun in Medford.
Malden, wherever he's from.
He's in Quincy now.
One of those M-towns.
Yes, right. He's in Quincy now.
You're a Quincy kid.
Always have been. Can't lose that.
Hey, that Alfredo Italian Chops from Quincy. Quincy-based.
Sure is.
One of my favorite Italian foods.
Yeah, they got those all over the place now.
I just saw that.
Hey, they got one of those in Canton, Hardy.
Oh,
that's helpful.
Nice. Ahoy!
Ahoy! That's helpful. What's going on? David Price not going to pitch tonight. I'm stunned. Wow. I can't believe it.
I got to start following every single. I only follow 69 people on Twitter, but I'm gonna follow every Red Sox beat writer now to see who's gonna tweet out the first GIF or GIF of "Ooh, get excited! Look, David Price is throwing hard in warmups." Yeah, let's get excited. When are the Orioles coming to town?
Are you going
to
pitch against them? When's he going to throw off flat ground? That's always my most exciting day. Oh, he's throwing off flat ground today. Woo! Yeah. Oh, is he at 60 feet or 90 feet?
See, he looked at...
Talk to me, big fella.
I bet he looked at the forecast, and he saw that as nice as it is outside right now...
He saw Stanton's muscles is what he did.
7 o'clock, 54 degrees. Ooh, that's numb and stingy weather. I can't pitch in 54.
What a puss.
I'm going to tap out now.
This is great. Hey, this is the first little bumperoo here for Alex Cora. How you going to deal with this? How you going to spin it? Well, you know, Jim played the sound there coming out at the top. I thought it's a best case to just check it out. Just, send it home. It doesn't mean he's going to miss his next start. It doesn't mean it is. And we're going to middle everything. And, we've been taking care of this. Really? He's been doing this his whole career, I guess, right? That's what he said.
I believe
what David Price
Well, do you believe David Price? Do you believe David Price that this is his issue, that he has numb and stingy hands?
Well, let me tell you something.
And that it's cold outside his cold hands? Do you believe that?
If he does, this is not something that we're going to have a chance to goof on all that long, because if that's legit and that's what it is, who did Fred and Rich have on this morning? Kevin Millar?
I don't know.
I think Millar said, oh, no, numb and stingy. The next thing after numb and stingy and you can't pitch is surgery. That's what happens next.
Okay.
So it's not even going to be something we're going to have a chance to make fun of, because it's something that he's going to end up going under the knife for, and that'll be it.
Do you think the numb and stingy is what's led to the drop in velocity for David Price? Does your grip of the baseball impact the speed at which you throw the baseball?
I'm not good at sports, so I don't know. I've never been able to throw anything other than a frisbee, so I really don't know.
I'd like to give credit to someone I was on television with the other night, a show that nobody watched, literally. I think we had a negative rating for the show.
The Gary Tengway show.
Right? I think anyone who passed by it was like, and changed the channel as fast as they possibly could.
Early edition while the Celtics game was on?
The Celtics. Yeah, like, you get a negative rating when someone goes there by mistake thinking, oh, that's the Celtics channel and the Celtics are on, and go, no, WTF, change this.
Get off my screen.
And Trenny on that show said, why did they not send this guy to go get more tests a month ago? What the hell have they been doing for a month?
Where's the question to Red Sox
management? That was the first person I heard say that, and I was even sort of dismissive of him, because I'm like, they did. They sent him to the doctors. He said he went to the doctors in Anaheim, and she was like, no, you got to get an MRI. I'm like, well, he went to the doctor. Isn't that up to the doctor? Maybe the team should have pushed for it. Maybe the doctor wanted him to get one.
Oh, I want people to defend, try and defend
back.
This kid.
Oh. Or what I suggested was, why are we assuming that the injury actually is this numb and stingy hand and his hands are cold, blah, blah, blah. How about we go back to the pretty significant injury that he dealt with last season that we thought may require Tommy John surgery at some point, and that it's all in his elbow and his forearm and there's problems there. How do we not know that's exactly what's going on right now and nobody wants to admit it? I think it's possible that that's going on right now. And so maybe he is going under the knife soon, Hardy. But maybe it's not for the numb and stingies. Maybe it's because his elbow is a mess.
The unique elbow needs some unique treatment?
Yes. But I think you're right. Don't we have to? We'll know in short time if this is legit or not.
I don't
believe this whole, I've always dealt with circulation problems, I've had it my whole life. Stop it. At no point in your career have you mentioned it. You've been in the majors for more than a decade.
Yeah, and he's pitched pretty good over the course of his career.
I've rattled off half a dozen cold weather starts that he was fabulous in the other day.
We could do stats all day.
You have very little evidence to support that claim.
Can't spin it, pal.
And this guy has not earned any sort of benefit of the doubt from any of us.
No. Nope. And if I'm Alex Cora, I don't say, oh, you're numb and stingy, you can't pitch today. We'll try to get... No. Yeah, we're not going to see how it feels. Go get an answer on this right now. Because you tapping out of a start against the Yankees at Fenway Park is a big deal. This is a big deal. And I want a definitive answer on this right away. Is there something legit wrong with you? Then go get it fixed and go away. Because I'm not playing this game for the rest of the season. I'm not doing this. I can't do this with you.
Can't do it.
I got a rotation to manage.
Can't do it.
I got a ball club. I got a playing the Yankees tonight at Fenway Park.
You're paying the guy $31 million. Seriously.
Forget about what you're paying him. No. You're supposed to be your number two guy.
Wait, Yankees have won 16-17. You're tied. It's a dead heat. And you're supposed to be the guy that stops the bleeding. You're supposed to be the guy.
Let me tell
you. And what do? They send your ass home.
If this was a game against the Orioles tonight, he'd be pitching.
You're damn right.
He'd be pitching. I think he's choosing his spot to go get whatever the review is, because there's something to that.
I'll give you one more.
They're all of a sudden tied,
right,
and they've got a game tonight in New York.
What did I tell you yesterday?
They were going to lose, and
I can't wait for Wednesday, because he's going to get crushed.
I gave you those stats yesterday and said he's going to get shelled in this year.
That's right. Excuse me. And not at Fenway. You're right. In New York.
A poor Rick Porcello.
You can't have this. Cora can't have this.
Cora
cannot manage this club with not knowing whether or not David Price is going to be able to pitch week in, week
first
out.
First bump for Cora here. First bump.
Well, we'll see how...
What, are you going to tap dance for 2 weeks on it? Or are you going to give serious answers?
And
what
would
we like about Cora?
I would hope that his staff and the team doctors and everything don't even have to... This decision doesn't become his in any way. They know enough to say, okay, they recognize that this is a big deal, going to go get it checked out and have everything tested, that they realize that this is no way for him to play and no way for a baseball team to manage its season, no way for a manager to try and manage the team. Just go take care of that. Go take care of that. But Cora, if they don't, if they just say, well, it's, you know, he's day to day, it's week to week, he's going to miss his start. If I'm Cora, I'm like, no.
You can't day to day it.
No.
Because it looks like he's avoiding good opponents. and he pitches against crap.
That's what it is with this guy. I have to know who's pitching. Do you pitch?
Isn't it fair to the other guys? Right? You think Porcello loves getting bumped up? No. I mean, there's certain slots in this rotation and days, and pitchers calculate that. This guy hurts the team. Period. You know, guys in that clubhouse look up to this guy? Jesus.
617-779-0985. Your reaction to David Price bailing on his start tonight against the New York Yankees.
There'll be no defenders of Price.
Because that
today.
Is part of it, too.
Yeah.
That is part of the
it's
equation.
A big part of it.
Red Sox lost game one last night in the Bronx. 3-2. Good game. Tight game. We'll talk about that game.
Good for you,
and,
playing through injury.
Talk about the manager, because that was a pretty important game. Thought we could have seen a little more out of Alex Cora last night. We'll get to that next.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I trust the guy. I trust him, but, you know, we got to sit down and talk, obviously. You know, decisions here, they're not only made by me. You know, we talk to the coaching staff, see where the hitters are, see where the players are, and go from there.
Zolak and Bertrand, that's Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox, who says they got to get Jackie Bradley going. I'd say you've got to get him going to the bench. That's what I would say. Get going, as in...
How many great defensive plays did he make yesterday?
Get off the field and sit right there for the duration of the game.
How much did he help you defensively yesterday that Benintendi couldn't have helped you?
Here's what really pisses me off again about last night.
Oh, God.
And I know that he made it on by getting hit with a 103-mile-an-hour fastball.
It's the only way he's getting
I mean, that
on.
Is the most clutch hit-by-pitch I've ever seen. And probably not ever. But
way to go, Dorn. Lean into it. Hey, Jackie, lean into it.
You know, he's been hit by him, I think, three times? Did I read that stat right last night?
He had good numbers against him.
Three though. Times he's been hit by him.
What, was, like two was, for three
was
against
good
him
numbers.
Or something?
Two for three.
Yeah. Okay.
And good sampling.
And you can take those numbers, those all-time two-for-three against Chapman numbers, and you can flush him down the toilet because Jackie Bradley right now blows. He can't hit. And if you have your, and if you have a pulse and you've been watching this team, you know that. And he let him hit in the ninth inning. He let both him and Vasquez hit in the ninth inning last night in a one-run game.
Double win.
He let him hit in the seventh, too.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, this
people,
goes back
people are
to the
losing
seventh,
it in the seventh.
And
yep,
I brought this
one.
Up before about him, about why not pinch hit a guy in the seventh. And what have you? What did Jim tell me? What did Jim tell me that day? Remember that day we had that fight about it? He said, it was a day off. And I said, you had bets available. And you had him in the on-deck circle in the ninth. What game was that? Oh, I got to remember that.
Yeah, I remember the game. I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
So I just think, yeah, I would have pinched hit him in the seventh, never mind the ninth. But by the time you get to the ninth, what's the excuse now? I don't get it. I don't get why you let that guy hit. You let him hit in the seventh.
I don't think it was a day
ninth.
Off situation though for Moreland. I think it was. I don't think that was the same scenario.
How do you know?
They just had a day off yesterday, or the day before Monday.
Yeah, and sometimes managers give the days off in conjunction with a team day off. To
of course,
give you a
said after
day
the game
off.
He would have used Moreland in the right spot.
I double day off.
Can we hear him on this? Because I don't understand this explanation either.
About using Moreland tonight.
Yeah, in a few spots, it's just D spot. You know, it's kind of hard just to burn him in certain situations. But we thought about it, him, even Brock. So they were ready. I think at the end, man at first, no one out. It's a tough one just to go ahead there. But I think the situation didn't come up for him to go out and hit.
What did you need the situation to be? What did you need it to be? I don't get it.
How much more perfect could it have been for you?
I'm sorry, but that explanation right there, it needed to be the spot. You know, that is a Farrell-esque answer, guys. Sorry, that is. Maybe he's clamming up now that he's been on the job a couple of months. Because that's a bad answer.
You're spinning right now.
There's no reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
No logic behind that. Jackie Bradley Jr. is barely a major league player right now.
Yeah. First time since, March 30th that you're not in first place? Or you're tied for first place? You had sole possession of it. I mean, going back to what you said yesterday, I mean, this team got off to a rocket start. Thank God they had that cushion. It's getting dicey now. It's 16 out of 17, and your main guy was supposed to go tonight to stop the bleeding.
So they
he's not.
They have the best record in baseball. It's not getting dicey.
Okay. It's not getting dicey?
This they have team the was, best record in
this
baseball.
This team was in your rearview mirror 2 weeks ago, way back there. You know that thing it says, you know, objects in rearview mirror closer than
I think you're using
really.
The wrong words. First of all, it's still the second week of May.
Yeah, it's
and
early.
And you have the best record in baseball still, even though you're tied.
Team beat you last night, made up ground quickly.
No, but this is all you got to say. These are important games that the team should be putting importance on, and it didn't feel like the manager treated it that way last night.
This could be one of those games that you look back at the end of September and you say, well, why the hell are you playing a playing game instead of them? If this race is going to be neck and neck all the way to the end, I think it will be. These are two best teams in the American League with Houston. So, I mean, you could call it dicey if you want. Maybe I misused the word, but this could be one of those series
where
we
look back. They're not in any sort of trouble here. They're not in trouble. There's no, there's real no if they get swept in New York here.
Okay. We'll see how tonight goes.
There's a short-term, falling back in the standings. I don't think there's any lasting negative impact over the course of an entire season. You get a lot more baseball to play with this team. You can make it up. But you should be treating these games with some level of importance that I didn't feel was really there in the late innings last night.
Yeah, and it's a good pressure
game
for everybody.
At least from a managerial standpoint.
No, but I mean, from Coors standpoint, too, this is a good, high-pressure, big-time atmosphere-type game to where, okay, this is where we're going to look at his decisions with more of a microscope than a game against the Orioles.
All right, I couldn't take your calls before. We had a little bit of an issue, but it's fixed now, so let's go to your calls. Billy's in Waltham. Hey, Billy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Billy?
So on David Price, he's saying he's got a numbness in his hands, but I feel like there's a bigger problem. It's the numbness between his legs where his balls used to be. this guy.
You've been thinking of that all morning, Billy? You've been coming up. That's good. That's material.
You haven't heard that one yet, Bill.
You're workshopping that a little bit?
No.
Try it out at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, try it just outside of town.
Nobody's had that yet in this town in 2 years.
I'm on the clock.
Yeah, when you're checking out with the coworkers, hey guys, what do you think about this? I'm thinking about making this call to the Sports Hub.
This guy doesn't have balls.
No, but seriously, what happened to the guy that threw at Poppy? Say, like, oh, guy thinks he's bigger than the game.
Oh, he's long gone.
You know what happened to that guy?
He's long gone.
Yeah, he hasn't been seen, at least not in a Red Sox uniform.
Yeah.
It's never really been his M.O. here.
That's the upsetting thing, because I thought that's the guy we're getting. The guy told David Ortiz to run. Don't walk.
Chris in Framingham says he's a doctor and has information or some insight on David Price. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What do you got?
So we're talking about his thumb, pointer, and index finger, correct?
Not that I know of.
Tips of his fingers, he said.
He said all of his fingers.
It's usually a cervical spine issue, guys. Elbow is usually going to be the ulnar nerve, which is going to be your index and your pinky.
What do you think? He needs a chiropractor? What does he need?
Back crack.
Hey, you good. You never know.
I'm sure they don't have
you
one
do
of
that?
Those. They probably
do
don't
do
have
that,
one of those
Chris?
On staff.
What's that?
You do you do that? You do any of that work?
So, yeah, I was an exercise physiologist, and I'm a chiropractor now. Chiropractic conditions in Framingham. But usually it is usually it's a cervical spine issue if it's the fingertips. Yeah. Elbows, we usually have a little forearm involvement.
Okay. All right. Maybe it's a spine issue.
Nice.
Yep.
You ever had your neck cracked? I go to, like, the big guy.
I've had it done three times in the last 2 weeks.
Like the guy that actually cracks the Patriots, Dr. Miller, very nice guy.
Whole new world when you have that done.
Smaller guy, but he's very gentle, and he kind of gets my back. But I need a guy with gorilla hands. Like there's this guy that
but Jaffy will be here in a little while.
Well, he's got the hands.
Yeah, but I don't recommend having just any old.
I had this guy
Joe
that is the Jets chiropractor. The Jets have
been disqualified.
Former player, big
you go a little
6'5
too far,
guy.
They'll snap your neck. You'll be dead.
Oh, this guy will crack your neck. Dead. You'll see black for about 5 minutes, and then you wake up. Oh, that feels good.
You guys are having two different conversations. It's so confusing.
I don't care. Think I care?
Jeff in the car. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, so.
Hey, Jeff.
What a contrast in this town with the two young teams playing their asses off. People hurt, this, that, and the other. Celtics, Bruins, and you got this bum. Not earning his money, and I can only hope that he's there next month when I go in June, so I give him the business like I did last year.
Probably won't be there. What you're ultimately going to find is this guy's going. This guy's going to surgery.
Give him the business. Yeah, boo.
I'll be there. Give him the business. Yell things at him like I did last year. Everybody remembers
Beetle's face.
They're still talking about
Beetle's face.
You stink.
They're still talking about it. Remember that one guy yelled at Price last year? That
Jimmy, stand up and boo him. Let's all boo him.
Boo!
Then I said a hiss. Then I had a great one-liner. I can't remember it. I'll hang up and listen to you.
Danny
comments.
In the car. Hey, Danny.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi.
Couple of points. First, as far as being able to make up these Yankee games, I mean, I think I know it's early in the season, but I think that's going to be tough. I mean, I think the Sox and the Yankees are going to be far and away two of the better teams in the league. So it's going to be hard to make up those games when the Yankees are pounding on all the other crap teams in the league. So I think, you know, even though it's early, I think every one of these games counts. And to your point, as far as, so I'm watching the game yesterday in the seventh. And so I was thinking there's a situation for you. Instead of Moreland pinch hitting for Bradley there, you have Bradley Butt, Nunez Overkin, and then you put Moreland in for Vasquez. You got Sandy Leone will come in, and then you figure out Jackie in the ninth.
Yes,
but I think that's a chance right there to do something while you can, and you know you gotta do something. Obviously, you can't have those two automatic outs coming up back to back, and then you know, and then again in the ninth is ridiculous. But I think you got to pull the trigger in the seventh, and I think letting Jackie bunt and then pinch it and Moreland it for Vasquez might have been a little bit higher chance of getting something done there. I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, I'm always in favor of doing it earlier in the seventh or the eighth, as opposed to the ninth. I'm always in favor of that. Alex Cora is not. In fact, I have some statistics to give you about Alex Cora making decisions on pinch hitting. I'll give you that coming up after headlines. More your calls. David Price will not pitch for the Red Sox tonight. Boo!
Boo!
Hiss! You stink!
Hiss!
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics will try it again tonight. They've got another chance to eliminate the Sixers from the postseason. Green of a 3-1 series lead. Game 5 tonight at the TD Garden. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell. Get things going with the pregame at 7:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Red Sox lost to the Yankees in New York last night. 3-2 the final. Alex Cora praising the starting pitcher from the other team.
Better breaking ball. But we put good at-bats. He got creative throughout the game. All of a sudden, he lost his slider. He lost his fastball command. He throws a 3-0 changeup to Hanley, 3-1 changeup to Hanley. Then he throws a fastball, hits it back to the middle. He's one of the best pitchers in the league.
Tonight, David Price will not get the start. Numb and stingy, so Rick Porcello will take the mound instead. He'll go opposite Masahiro Tanaka.
Numb and stingy sound.
In the middle of the three-game set. Headlines are brought to you by Core Golf Driving Range and Practice Center in Natick. Practice every shot in the bag. Drop by on your lunch break or after work. Hit a bucket under the lights up until 8 o'clock at night. Core Golf. That's KOHRGolf.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Nobody out. A run in on a blast by Stanton.
Pomeranz calling out somebody from the dugout. He may be hurt. Stepped off the back of the rubber and now is waiting for the trainer.
Yep. Brad Pearson coming out. Crowd doesn't like it, but of course Pomeranz has only made a couple of starts since coming off the disabled list with a forearm injury. But this might be something different. And biting on that nail.
Bring out the Clippers. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get that thing sorted out. Evan Drellick, NBC Sports Boston. I like to rip on Evan from time to time. But this one, I got to hand it to him. Great tweet last night. I don't know if he did this from memory or he, you know, rechecked his memory by looking up all the situations. But he tweeted this last night. How's the iced coffee? Is it good?
Jeez. It wasn't supposed to slide like that.
My God.
I love my cold brew.
You could barely hear it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Evan Drellick tweeted, Alex Cora has used a pinch runner 14 times this season. Pinch hitter 14 times this season. I misspoke. Four uses in which he replaced a pitcher. Four others were subs in blowouts, so those don't really count. Four for a pitcher, four for a substitution in a blowout where you're taking guys out of a game because the game is over. That leaves six real moments in which he was substituting and pinch hitting a player to try and gain a competitive edge to have a better result at the plate. Of those six uses, only one came in the seventh inning. And it was Nunez batting for Lynn on May 1st. So this is now a trend. He is very hesitant to pinch hit a guy earlier than, let's say, the eighth or ninth inning. One time so far in this season, he has pinch hit in the seventh. Once. I want to see if that continues, because last night he should. That's an easy one. That's an easy second guess.
Can I give you part of that reason?
Please.
They have three catchers on the roster. They have one less guy on the bench.
You can't pinch hit Blake Swihart?
You can, but then you're burning two guys on the bench.
All right, I'm just saying. I mean,
yeah. If you pinch hit Moreland last night, you're burning Holt, too, because you have to put Holt in the outfield, right?
I'm sorry. Tell me this again. If you pinch hit who?
If you pinch hit Moreland, you're burning two guys. Yeah. Either Holt has to come in or a catcher has to come in, depending on if you're pinch hitting for JBJ or Vasquez.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're burning two guys for one spot. So then in the ninth, you don't even have that option.
Serious question. What are they doing with Blake Swihart? I know this has sort of generated some conversation lately. What is the point of this? And they've totally ruined whatever value he had, and I'm afraid they're ruining the player. What are they doing with him?
Yeah, it's like the window's gone, or what? Like, what is he? Remember they tried to put him in the outfield, and now all of a sudden you catch. I don't know. And what's the value? Where do you put him in a game?
I don't know how this is supposed to work. I don't know how this is going to work for him. He's barely played.
It's a nice little project.
He has barely played, and I think that's true, Jim. That's a problem. That guy is. And it's not his fault. He's taken up a roster spot that they don't really want to use to their advantage, which is sort of frustrating. Can you go an entire season with the limited usage that he's had and keep him on the roster?
It's almost like they're waiting for an injury so they can play every day.
He'd have the equivalent of like 12 games played if you kept it up at this pace. Like 12 or 15 games. That's not a utility player. You can't do that. That's just wasting a spot on your team. It doesn't make sense. Hey, how about the umpire last night?
Jesus. Did you like that? I mean, I don't know how your sound is in your house, but like, it scared the hell out of me twice because he barked a couple things, and I thought somebody was standing in my room next to me. Did we lock the doors?
Devers next, hitting a 260 with half a dozen home runs.
Oh,
Jesus. Hey, Janelle back there. Gary Cederstrom.
Can I hear that again, please, Jim? This was so much fun.
Devers next, hitting a 260 with half a dozen home runs.
I thought we were watching like softball World Series for college or Little League World Series or something where they're all mic'd up.
Nice night last night. You guys have your windows open in your house?
I did.
I live up in the woods, and sometimes you wonder if some wacko's walking around outside yelling in your window like, Mah!
You know something?
I'm like, Jesus.
It's funny. It's funny you say that because there was a quality to the sound. Like, it was a bit off mic.
It
sounded like the same thing happened to me. I didn't think somebody was outside my house.
Like, Jesus.
But I thought somebody was in the house yelling.
Yeah.
Because at one point, and his voice changes.
It's like
a
neighbor's
call,
that'll mess with right? me. You know, they'll be like outside. Like, hey, woo!
Right. So for the called strike, that's the whoop-ha! But if it were just, up and way out of the zone, he wouldn't say anything. And then when he was making a specific point, say, outside.
Yep. Or yes!
And it was one of the outside calls.
Yes. Nope.
Outside.
Ball. Ball. Ah. Ball.
Nope. Jim, do you have the balk call? Okay. I believe you.
Nope.
I'm that's a balk. That was my favorite
that's
one.
Like, that's a balk. Ah, yeah. Who? He? Him? Ha!
Nope.
I
like it.
I love it.
It's great. Thank you. Do more of this.
Is this going to happen everywhere? Will this now be the standard in Major League Baseball? Because if it does, what's going to be odd?
Nice.
Is if it, this will become the norm, and it's great. It will become the norm, and then years from now, you'll watch an old game and say, that was weird. How did we not have the ump mic'd up?
See, this is...
And a little dribbler and a
Farmer!
I love it. We are forgetful. We forget things on this show. Yeah. We talk... someone will say something to you later today. It's like, well, that was so funny. I didn't remember saying that. I think we've talked about this before. I think we've talked about the ump mic at Yankee Stadium before. This is not the first time.
Yes, we have.
We have talked about
it before. Yes, we have, because you. I remember you asked, is that ump mic like loud? No, that's like he's mic'd up. That is awesome.
But I don't think he is mic'd up. I think it's it's a Yankee Stadium thing.
It's a Yankee Stadium thing.
A little mic in the ground?
Or it's just, it's pointed.
He's not mic'd up because if he did the strike call and he was facing forward, you could hear it clearly. If he turned sideways, you could kind of hear it in the background. So
no,
mic
he wasn't mic'd up. No, there's they
in front
have
of him, or the catcher, or something.
They have some sort of one of those directional microphones that are pointed at the umpire to get that sound. It's similar to basketball, where if you go into some arenas, the backboards and rims are mic'd, and the broadcast crews that go into those arenas can plug into that stadium provided feed of a mic'd up element of the game. So that's what it is there. It's great.
Engineer Trent is in the studio right now. Is that what it is, Trent? Yeah, a very direct. What is it?
Parabolic mic? Is that what it is?
Doesn't know, doesn't care.
Is it a parabolic mic?
Talk
into the microphone.
Shotgun mic?
A shotgun mic.
I like
shotgun.
That. Look at Trent's pliers.
So you get to
bent.
Oh, wow. Those are funny.
You leave them out in the heat?
I think they were purchased that way, so. I think that's what that's about. Troy in Dorchester. Troy.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up, Troy?
So, you know, I get a lot of crap when I call up here and I say that David Price ain't no caliber starting pitcher. Can we admit that he doesn't have the stones to be a starting pitcher? He's not a good starting pitcher.
When have we not admitted that?
Wrong show, Troy.
Who have you called and gotten grief on that point from?
Vito, you gave me grief one day because I was like, he doesn't need to be a starting pitcher. And you were like, he gets paid all that freaking money.
Oh, you mean, I misunderstood your point. You want a reliever. Yeah, I did give you grief on that.
Yeah, because I'm tired of every single start. He's got something wrong with him, or he's boo-hooing two innings into the game. Like, give me a break, guy. Nobody needs to see him at the start of a game ever again. Doesn't need to happen.
Okay. All right. I think it's a real problem. We talked about this going back last week. I said, this guy's not having a good year. It's a problem for the opt-out. He's not going to do it.
It's a problem for everything.
The more this happens, forget it. The Red Sox are screwed. They're stuck with this.
That's part two. He's taking on leadership abilities within that clubhouse, which could be, just sends bad it sends bad messages, bad vibes to good young players.
Coming up next, we're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see the Mass Pirates on Saturday night at Sports Hub Night. Zoe's going to be there.
I'll be there.
We've got 4-pack of tickets for you to give away. And also, John Sterling on a couple of home run calls last night on a couple of cheapies. Cheapy short home runs. They still count the same for Giancarlo Stanton. That's next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a 4-pack of tickets to the Sports Hub Night at the Mass Pirates this Saturday, DCU Center for tickets. Visit masspiratesfootball.com.
Yes, sir.
Caller 10 right now gets a 4-pack. Zoe's going to be at the game.
I'll be there flipping a coin. What's up? Yep. Hanging out. Doing a little football. Kid's fired up. He's going.
He loves football.
He'll love this. Crack of the head.
He'll see some real big time hits.
Hit him in the
close
boards.
Personal.
Hit him in the boards.
That's what I love about arena football is the boards.
Oh, it's just action, man.
And that crazy net they have behind the end zone where you can just like do all sorts of weird stuff on there.
You can kick a 50-yard field goal for 4 points. Yeah, Wiggy rules. They basically go play by Wiggy rules.
How is Wiggy
in that league?
Today's Wiggy moment will be coming up a little bit
later.
Okay,
excellent. Excuse me? I'm looking forward to this.
We have some more Wiggy material from today.
Well, it's a Wiggy Wednesday. I mean, what can you say?
Oh, man. Wow. Flashback.
Let's go to John Sterling last night on the call for what station does the Yankees
WFAN.
Know? It is on FAN. WFAN New York. Used to be WCBS New York. Here is John Sterling.
And the left-handed Pomerantz, ready to deal.
Pause. Wait. How does he say Pomerantz?
And the left-handed Pomerantz.
Pomerantz. It's like when you wash your hands, you have a Pomerantz after you put the soap on.
And the left-handed Pomerantz.
Yeah, lefty pomegranate there.
One run in line down the right, left field line. It is got. Oh, it's a bullet. A bullet line drive by Giancarlo. Giancarlo. No sequel, Stopalo.
He's still going with this stupidity?
It is a Stantonian home run. Oh, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
You got to do the call. You tag it with the call. Got its home run.
He changed it up in the second one.
Oh, he did? Now, the second one was kind of, it looks like he something happened with the left foot, and he kind of lunged at it and got it off the tip of the bat, right? It wasn't like a, didn't like get all of it.
That was a Yankee Stadium classic, the second one.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
2-1. Swung on, hit in the air to right field and deep. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A Stantonian home run to right field. Giancarlo. Non dimentica. That ball sure traveled far.
So he rotates these two stupid
Giancarlo.
Things.
Love it. He hits his second home run of the night.
I like that one.
I generally like John Sterling. I think the shtick and the gimmick of it is good most of the time.
It's baseball.
He has gone 0-2 on Giancarlo Stanton. I'm not
like
a John Sterling
one.
Hater. There are people that hate him and don't like. I actually enjoy it. I think it's funny. It can be fun. You know, there's so much that isn't fun in baseball that isn't allowed to be fun.
And the fact is, we take these not out of context, but when you're listening to a 3-hour baseball game, there's a lot of dryness. It's punctuated with home run calls 3 or 4 times during the game. So what? At the most, so it's not a big deal. But those. That's not good.
That ball sure traveled far.
It's Giancarlo. It's the closest thing you get to Bob Uecker from Major League. It really is. He's the only guy in the league that brings you there. You want that or you want the guy with the Vince Scully singing about the Bette Midler songs?
Nope.
Wait, man.
Giancarlo, Philip Marlowe. Private eye, spy, a home run. It's done. What fun. Yankees take the lead.
How many years for him now?
100.
Oh, my God.
It's so great when you watch back the old Bird highlights. He's on the 60-point game in Atlanta. He's calling it for the Atlanta Shut television up. Or TBS or one of the stations it was on.
What was it? Boop, boop, boop. I heard Tom Morgan talking about color. What was it?
The prize winner. Getting some information from the prize winner.
Let's go to Rob and Chelsea. Rob?
Yes, guys, I wanted to comment on the home run. Stanton's home run last night to left field was a home run in any ballpark except Fenway, where it's not marked 273 to the bottom of the wall, and the 37 feet makes it 310. The one to right field is a home run in any ballpark except Fenway also. You know, but right? Houston, Cleveland, Philly, Baltimore, they're on Utah Street. And the one Bogaerts hit the left center at 390 is on the turnpike in Fenway Park, and it's an out in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ballparks are different.
Good ballpark talk here. Yeah.
Yeah, Rob, I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong. Yeah, you want me to look it up? You want me to do that for you right now? What was the last stadium
you
named?
To Yankee
Baltimore,
Stadium.
364 to left.
He said it would have been on Utah Street. That's the right field.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Okay. Right field in Baltimore.
Hit it here.
318 down the line and right in Baltimore, but right center is 373 because they have like that weird cut-in down the line in Baltimore. So it's really, we'll pick the middle, like 350. I'll tell you what his home runs were. They would have been out in most places, but they were still cheapy home runs. First one measured at 372. The second one was 365. Not exactly bombs. Not exactly hitting bombs last night for Giancarlo Stanton. The second one, he looked at it. He didn't even know if it was going to be even close. That was going to be a foul ball. Stop it. Yankee fan. Get out of here with your Yankee fan crap.
First one got out, boy.
You're playing the smallest ballpark in the majors. The thing is tiny. Tiny. Lance in the car. Lance.
Hello.
Hey, Lance.
Hey.
How you doing, Lance?
Hello.
Good. I just want to talk a little bit about Jackie Bradley.
Yeah, he sure.
Stinks.
I mean, every time he gets up, I go, oh, my gosh.
I know.
Here we go. But what he does is, I was watching him last night, and I've been watching him for a couple of years. When the ball comes, he takes his eye off the ball. He puts his head down, and then he swings. You can't hit a ball like they can't do that in Little League.
Have you applied for hitting coach for the Red Sox yet?
I can't do that. Why can't do that?
I mean, he's got to pay.
Because he calls and makes an observation.
He's got to pay.
About it. He's taking his eye off
remember,
the ball.
Remember how... Hey, here we go again. Second day in a row. Or is Zoe's being a dick to the caller?
Not really.
Yeah,
to the
second
callers.
Day in a row.
I didn't notice this, but if he's got something like... Hey, he's taking his eye off the ball.
The guy's got a gigantic hole in his swing. We've all seen it for 3-4 years now.
That's a good point.
You don't have to be the Red Sox hitting coach to watch that guy play.
I don't know.
And say, look at that thing. That's not going to work.
You had pitching coaches that couldn't fix David Price. And there's Pedroia saying, hey, look at your knee. Get your knee up.
See, this is just, this is a defense mechanism.
Yeah,
see,
it is. It is.
Because Zoe can't hit. Beadle and I can talk about this because we play wadded up paper wiffle ball here in the studio.
Thank you.
So I will never criticize a caller that's played a game before. Or it's,
right.
Yeah, I played adult
so
hockey.
We play the game, Zoe, much more so than you do.
I defer to you.
So, Beadle. I think you and I could entertain this caller and this question a little better than Zoe. And Zoe's, this is him putting his defensive walls up because he's not good at
You don't even step when you
game.
Swing, you dummy.
Well, if you want to talk about someone who's not stepping forward when they swing, we can
you
talk
like,
about that,
you play
too.
Like giffle ball. It's like golf wiffle ball.
The point, the point that matters, Hardy, is
that in
that mild up your foot and drop it back down, there's a transfer of power. There's a transfer of weight there.
Sure.
Okay. There's a lot of explosion in the hips on that swing.
Hee-haw!
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 Hee-haw! That's a buck!
All day,
that's
Jim. I want it all day.
Billy Jaffe
scared
is.
The living Jesus out of me in my living room.
Every time...
That's a buck!
That's how you found it! Thank you!
It's a buck!
Every time Beadle hangs up on a collar today, I want the hee-haw sound. Especially...
Hee-haw!
That's right. Cut him off a little early.
Hey, Billy Jaffe is here. He's hanging out with us in our Town Fair Tire Studios.
We're
talk some Bruins with him coming up next. You should see the long list of injuries being revealed at Bruins cleanout day today.
I need a 5-minute headline to read them all, but I'll just give you a couple of highlights in this.
Okay, a couple
of
highlights.
I
heard Achari had some tingling. We'll go one by one with Billy Jaffe. A recap of the season, a look ahead. Commiserating about the Bruins. All of that with Billy Jaffe in 90 seconds.